This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Everyone loves money, right? Or at least enjoys having a little bit of it. Well, not so with the humble penny. Canada recently banned its one-cent currency, and the penny debate has been raging in this country for a while. And one stateside store has taken matters into its own hands. The Miami Herald's Doug Hanks wrote about Shell Lumbar, a hardware store in Florida that decided a penny saved is a penny, well, it's not really worth the effort. Doug joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you found this one hardware store in the Miami area that has actually banned the penny. Tell us why.
Well, they decided it just really wasn't worth the trouble counting pennies anymore. The spending power is so low that this hardware store said, you know, we're counting like 1,000 pennies a day by the time it's all over. And what do we get out of it? They said, let's just stop it. And they put up big signs with pennies, big red slash marks through it, and said to the customers, no more pennies. We're going to round in your favor. So if the change says that you should get 3 pennies back, they just give you the nickel and they eat the 2 cent loss.
Yeah, because I guess, I mean, you could certainly change your prices, but then you always have sales tax, right?
Right. And that's the thing. They tried to work it out and the accountants weren't happy about it, but they really got sick of bookkeepers saying, hey, you know, your drawer's off by 3 cents. And their answer basically was, why do we care?
Right.
And, you know, they're not the only ones in researching the story. For instance, overseas military bases, they stopped using the pennies like in the 80s.
Well, so what happens if, say, a customer comes in and wants to pay with 5 pennies instead of a nickel? They'll take the pennies, right? It's currency.
There are a few things that you could actually use to pennies to pay for. Like there's a little washer that sells for 3 cents. But basically, when someone tries to make out the exact change, they just say, keep your pennies, keep your pennies. We don't need it. Now, I think you could really screw them up by bringing in 100 pennies, maybe they'd have to take it. But so far, it looks like it's fairly popular. Some people thought they were getting ripped off, but once they're told, no, we're saving you money, they're very happy about it.
Well, so Shell Lumber has been doing this for, I think, about a month now. How has it been for them?
It's been popular. This is a store that likes to have the brand of the old-fashioned neighborhood hardware store. They give away snow cones on Saturdays. They have a popcorn machine. So they saw this as just another way to make it easier to shop at Shell Lumber than, say, Home Depot, which is like their big crosstown rival. So they say it's been well-received, and it's just one more interesting thing they do.
What about, the gumball machine? What happens there?
Yeah, gumball machines have stopped taking pennies. It's really hard to find anything that's still taking pennies. Toll booths don't take them. The vending machines, the vending machine industry, they want dollar coins to catch on, but they're done with pennies. So it has very little use. Even the Federal Reserve, they used to, when the banks would deposit pennies, they would weigh them to make sure the deposit was right. They stopped doing that about 10 years ago. Now they essentially say, we trust you. It's not worth counting all these pennies.
You know, I know that there's a big movement in this country to get rid of the penny, so presumably this is cause celeb for them.
It is. when Barack Obama was running for president, he actually sort of offhandedly endorsed getting rid of the penny as long as, this is the senator from Illinois at the time, they could find another coin for Abraham
Lincoln. For Abraham Lincoln,
yeah.
Right.
That's the big stumbling block, Abraham Lincoln.
All right. Well, Doug Hanks, reporter for the Miami Herald, I would thank you for giving us, a penny's worth of your thoughts, but I'll round it up to a nickel.
Thank you very much.